RadioStPete.com.
Here's RadioStPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today, Charlie reviews San Andreas, now playing in area theaters.
San Andreas owes most of its screenplay to earlier disaster films. The opening action scene establishing our hero's badass bona fides in impossible situations reeks of 1993's Cliffhanger. Uh-oh, our hero is also going through a divorce, an emotionally turbulent time, as well as physical. See 1996's Twister. Our hero father travels directly into the belly of the beast to save his child. Thank you, 2004's The Day After Tomorrow. San Andreas may generously help itself to stock screenplay plot lines we have all seen before, but believe me when I say it is a good time. The earth is cracking into pieces parts, buildings crumble to dust, and it isn't safe to stay inside or run outside. San Andreas doesn't let up, and is as worthwhile a mindless popcorn movie as you will see all summer. Ray, played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, must be the largest human being ever to pilot a helicopter. He uses his bulging muscles to maneuver the rotor blades of his rescue bird into places never meant to support aircraft, such as between mountains, underneath and around falling skyscrapers, and nonchalantly through a fireball or three. At the same time, he can push the auto-hover button, run to the back, and rescue someone in immediate peril, usually an attractive female. Now that I think of it, I don't think Ray personally saved any dudes throughout the movie. Come on, man. Ray is about to take his daughter off to college, but first has to sign some divorce papers and run into his soon-to-be ex-wife's billionaire boyfriend. Emma, played by Carla Gugino, is no gold digger, but she didn't necessarily take a plunge down the social ladder either. New Beau Daniel, played by Ian Gruffudd, builds the tallest skyscrapers in the country. I hope none of them come crashing down at inconvenient times. Once all hell breaks loose, quite literally, as the ground opens up beneath multiple cities along California's San Andreas Fault, it will give our complicated family the time and intensity to hash out all of their problems. The film's other track follows a Caltech professor who just might be onto something in his work trying to predict earthquakes. Lawrence, played by Paul Giamatti, is on the verge of cracking the case of when and where earthquakes will strike by discovering multiple little ones which precede the big guy. Somewhat like Jeff Goldblum in Independence Day, he grabs handy whiteboards and maps when needed to explain the not-so-complicated basic seismology to the audience, so we can follow along. Ray and Lawrence never meet, nor even realize that the other one exists, which is odd for the movie's two main characters. I'm sure it has happened before, but I cannot recall offhand another case of the two leads not even knowing the other exists. Screenwriter Carlton Cuse goes back a few decades in scripting TV shows such as Nash Bridges, Lost, and Bates Motel, to name a few. San Andreas is his first feature film script to reach the big screen. Most of the dialogue is cringeworthy at best, as The Rock and Giamatti deadpan ultra-serious lines about certain calamity right into the camera, but nobody is going to buy a ticket to hear some witty back and forth in a disaster movie. The audience expects ear-shattering booms and spectacular explosions. All of that is here on repeat. Possible spoiler, if your heart belongs to San Francisco, might want to sit this one out. Director Brad Peyton, a veteran of kid movie sequels like Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore, and Journey 2, The Mysterious Island, does his best Michael Bay imitation. Well-known landmarks, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, AT&T Park, and just about all of the Los Angeles and San Francisco skylines, respectively disintegrate. Unexpectedly, the pro forma 3D effects work relatively well here. Instead of the usual annoyance and vacuous gee-whiz special effects 3D normally provides, projectile debris and lethal cement blocks crushing random humans below are well served with the extra visual dimension. Since San Andreas is meant for teenagers just getting out of school for the summer, there is a cliché teenage romance mixed in with the rest of the clutter. It's noticeable that no matter how many awkward emotional scenes Peyton and Cuse stuff into the film's cracks, they don't stop the adrenaline momentum. San Andreas is pure cheese, all around ridiculous, but so much gosh darn cinematic fun at the same time. That is why I give San Andreas 3 out of 4 stars.
San Andreas is playing all over town, including the Park Place Stadium 16, Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, the Clearwater Cinema Cafe, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.
RadioSt.Pete.com.